Y'all, I think eco bricks are a great concept in theory. Like, I understand how putting all of your recyclable plastic into a plastic bottle is really good for, like, waste management and landfills. But I will say, if you're going to make an eco brick, please be aware of what you put in that eco brick, because you may just embarrass yourself. And I would know, because my friend embarrassed herself right in front of my eyes with her eco brick. The other day, I was over at this friend's house, and I knew that she had been doing this eco brick thing for a while, so I asked her, like, how it's been going, because part of me kind of wanted to start my own eco brick. And my friend was just like, oh yeah, it's going great. Do you want to see how much I filled up my eco brick? And I was like, yeah, sure. So she walks over, gets her eco brick, and then hands it over to me, and I'm just looking at it like, wow, because I'm seeing all these layers of trash. And she goes on to be like, yeah, that's only a week of trash. But as I'm holding her eco brick, I notice a pretty distinct layer in this eco brick, and I'm just like, what is that? I quickly realize that this entire layer is made up of love gloves, if you will, and I'm just like, oh my god. And I go on to tell my friend, I'm just like, did you know I can see the love gloves in here? She gets all red, and she's just like, no, I forgot, I thought that was in my last brick. And then she just snatches it from me. Bro, she was so embarrassed. But looking back, I have more questions than answers, because, like, why were there like 10 of them all in a layer? And then, like, how did that transaction go? Like, after the deed, was she just like, okay, could you just put it in, please? So yeah, if you're starting an eco brick, either put it away where no one can see it, or don't put that type of stuff in your eco brick. That being said, I'm starting my own eco brick, so follow along if you want to see my brick. Wait, that sounds so weird.